Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. I'm Matt King.
And I'm Mike Sheffer.
And today on our podcast, we have the one, the only, Susie Antonian.
Are you waiting for me to interject?
Yeah, you can interject.
She was great.
she was a hoot and a half.
That's what I was telling Jared, too. I was like, she was literally the definition of a hoot and a half.
And I'm so glad that we had time to sit down with her because I love talking to her. She can talk to no end.
Yeah, she's a great, like when she, I said this in the conversation with her too, but when she walks into a room, wherever we are, the energy just gets lifted because she's always just bringing positive energy wherever she is.
Yeah, and there's so much to her that I never knew, and I'm really glad we got to talk about that and really get to know her. So guys, enjoy this episode with Susie Antonian. I hope you enjoy.
Did you pronounce that right?
Antonian?
Yeah.
Well,
you're about to find out.
A-N-T-O-N-Y-A-N. So, Antonian.
It's Antonian. It's not Antonian.
What?
Like
you're
saying
the same thing twice.
No, there's Antonian and then Antonian.
Oh, you're just putting a different emphasis.
Is there an E-N or
no.
Is it Antonian?
It's Y-A-N.
Y-A-N.
Yeah.
How many syllables?
Listen, I haven't been to school in a long time. I don't know. Antonian.
Oh,
see, well, now that's what he's saying. It how I originally was saying
right.
it.
It's not Antonian.
Hold up. Did the podcast already start?
Yeah.
You guys should have like some sort of like letting people know that it started or something.
I like it starting naturally, though.
Yeah,
I always think like the conversations you have before you know it's recording is when it's really good.
Right.
It's a good little sneak attack where I do the test and then I don't say that we're recording, but I know that we can start and then we'll just start the conversation. But yeah, okay. We're going.
I should just be aware that I can't really breathe really heavily or else people won't be able to hear anything. I'm like, and then guys?
Have you been on a podcast before?
On a podcast? I was like a guest appearance on like David's podcast.
But not any other ones?
Not any other ones.
Okay, cool.
Not like a full on like Susie podcast, no.
This is like a full
this
sit
is first
time,
one.
All you.
All me.
We get to learn everything.
Everything, anything. Did you guys, do you have questions written down?
Oh yeah, I have a few things written down.
But where is it? Where is the paper?
It's not on a paper, it's not like a notepad. I have it like on my notes on my phone.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, so if you see me on my phone, it's not that I'm bored talking to you, Susie, which I can never be bored talking to you.
Got it.
But I'm glad we're doing this.
Me too.
I feel like you and me, we don't like... We have like a really good bond, but we don't like spend enough time together.
100%. You know what's crazy? We literally spend so much time with each other whenever. Where was that state? We went to Utah?
Yeah, you and me went to Utah.
We went to Utah together, but literally, like, I feel like we didn't even know each other before that. It's so weird. It's like you were there, I was there, and it was just,
and
you
we
know?
Just got sat together on the
we somehow sat together, yeah.
Together. And
that was like the first time you guys have had a one-on-one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We were talking for hours, and then everyone was looking at us. They're like the weirdest people are together, you know?
Susie taught me how to count in Armenian.
Oh, do you still remember?
I think I can go to five.
Let's
okay,
hear
let
it.
Me try.
Okay,
let me try. Mick.
Wow.
One syllable.
Mick. Verus.
No.
Veros.
Ercu.
Ercu?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Ercu.
Mm-hmm.
Kireg.
Irek.
Irek.
Uh-huh.
Chos.
There you are.
And Hing.
Perfect. There you are.
Ah!
You see, he learned.
Wow.
If anyone asks you how many languages you speak, tell them you speak two, all right? Oh, do you speak other languages?
I speak like a little bit of Mandarin Chinese.
Oh, yeah, right.
You ever
told me
speak
that.
Speak Chinese?
Of course I have.
Wu shuo zhongwen.
Yeah, he did. He spoke to me in Chinese. I'm like, kapung kap.
Do you know Chinese too?
No, that was in Thai.
I was trying to teach you how to count, though.
Yeah, you did, but I'm not going to lie to you. I did forget.
E.
Er.
San.
San.
Si.
Si.
Wo.
Wo.
E er san se wo.
E er san se wo.
Mandarin.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4,
Mandarin.
5. Yeah, Mandarin. Can you speak any languages?
Yeah, I speak Hebrew. I can count to 10 in Korean.
I've never heard you speak like Hebrew.
You speak
fluently.
Hebrew?
You're
kind of,
you're a little shy about it, though.
Well, I also like, there's also the accent, which is a huge part of it. And I have a very Americanized accent, unless I spent a lot of time in Israel with Israelis hearing it. So, off the cuff right now, I haven't spoken it in a while, so it's going to sound really bad.
But it's not tonal, though.
No, but it's like, if if an Israeli guy comes into the room and he's like, hello, Meth, how are you doing? I would like to come to my stall. Like, you know that guy's not American. In the same way, when I speak Hebrew, people know that I'm not Israeli.
Oh.
But that's the same in any language.
I know, but I just feel like it's not even worth speaking Hebrew unless I'm doing it like with the but full I feel accent.
Like, you know what the thing is? But I feel like that's in your head. Like you're downgrading yourself. For me, like I know if I go to Armenia, like I have been there, people know that Armenia is not my first language because I was born and raised in like the US, but I don't even take offense into it. I'm just like, all right.
But you speak Armenian fluently.
I do speak it fluently, but like it's, you know what? It's like, it's so beautiful like learning different languages. I'm actually trying to learn Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like thinking, I was actually Googling like how I could learn Spanish. I think it's so important to know.
Oh yeah. Growing up in Texas, like everybody speaks Spanish.
Oh, I heard you were from Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. I am.
Yeah.
And you're from Glendale.
I'm from Glendale, California. Yeah. It's the most Armenian place to live.
Bring up one thing back to languages.
Oh, yeah.
Mandarin Chinese, though, is so difficult because it's a tonal language.
Meaning like the same word pronounced differently has a different meaning.
Yeah, like ma is like mom. Ma is like grass. Ma is like scolding somebody. Ma, like neutrally, is like a question. And then like ma, I think, is like a donkey.
Yeah, that's really
so you
intense.
Have to be like so mindful of your tone, like,
right? So the accent really matters.
Like when I do it sometimes, I'm like drawing the accent marks, like the way you learn it phonetically, like while you do it. It's like you're like conducting an orchestra. It's so difficult, but you want to learn Spanish.
Yeah, I do.
Are you
learn
using
Spanish.
Duolingo?
I actually really I was Googling it yesterday of how I could learn, and I feel like maybe I can go like Google it like Rosetta Stone or something.
Yeah. Duolingo is a really good app though. I've been trying to learn.
Yeah, it's an app.
Yeah, I've been trying to learn Swedish.
Got it. Isn't that a hard, like a really difficult language?
I heard though it's actually very easy for English speakers to learn Swedish.
Really?
Yeah, it's very similar. I think Spanish is one of the easiest to learn.
Easiest, 100%.
But you sometimes like trick yourself because it's still like Latin based,
right?
Where you think like, oh, I get it, yeah. I get it, but you're like, no, you kind of cheat yourself,
yeah.
And then it becomes difficult. Chinese is a straight up code.
Yeah, it's like a different language. Yeah,
100%.
In Chinese though, their grammar is so strict. It had like in English, we have the flexibility of saying like, hey, do you want to get drinks tomorrow at the bar? Chinese has to be you and me tomorrow at the bar, get drinks. Do you want to?
It's like you're in the mob, like the Italian mob. Hey, you and me, drinks tomorrow. We're going to the bar.
Yeah. You in or you out? Yeah.
but it's so structural, but it's kind of nice. It's very satisfying once you know the code of how it breaks down.
Right.
But I think you could really learn Spanish. Do you want to go to Mexico?
I do, actually.
Or you want to go to Spain? Because then you got to learn
Vesotros. I want to go to Mexico next year.
But if you go to Spain, you got to learn Vesotros.
Listen. I don't know. I don't even know what that means. But you know what's crazy? So I grew up in Southern California, and the only like I do know like a little bit of Spanish. Like I know how to say like this is when my birthday is and stuff. And all I know is the bad words.
In Spanish?
Like, in Spanish, I can literally curse you out in Spanish. That's the only words that I know.
Curse me out.
That's all right. I'm okay. Because then I'm gonna get canceled. So I don't want that.
So Armenian was your second language.
Armenian was my first language.
Okay. Oh.
I learned Armenian and then I learned English.
And you were born here though.
I was born in the born and raised in the US.
But you still have an accent when you speak Armenian?
I don't have an accent, but like because I'm in another country, I'm not in Armenia, of course, like to them I'll have an accent.
But your parents speak pretty good English, though.
My parents speak English. My parents speak Russian and Armenian.
So when was the point when you were growing up where you're hearing Armenian, you're learning Armenian, but at the same time, your parents are like, wait, she's going to go to school soon. We got to teach her English.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't have that. I can't really remember, but all I know I don't really remember. All I know is that whenever I went to kindergarten, maybe my teacher taught me.
Okay.
Maybe.
So you were like fresh, just like teach me how to speak English.
English, maybe. I don't really remember. I've never asked my parents these questions. I just let it happen. I mean, I know the language now, so thank God.
But it wasn't difficult for you growing up learning how to read and write and communicate with your peers?
In English or in Armenian?
In English.
No, not at all. Not at all, at all. Even growing up, my mom took me to a private school every Saturdays. I stopped going to that school when I was about like 13. And I know how to read and write in Armenian still. And that was over 10 years ago.
Wow.
Like 12 years ago, and I still remember how to do it.
Do you speak Armenian to your parents exclusively, or do you ever speak English to them?
I speak to them half and half, English and Armenian.
Does it come out for like certain situations? Like if you guys are just being nice and casual,
yeah,
is
yeah.
it Armenian? Or when you
and
guys
you
are just
angry.
Like yelling at each other, is it Armenian or is it just English?
You know what's crazy? People, like if you listen to it, there has been times where like, I'm sure you guys have heard us speak and we're not even mad, but you guys think we're mad.
Yeah, oh, I know. There's so much like gusto behind the way they talk. Like
yeah,
you were
yeah.
on the phone, I think, with your aunt maybe or one of your relatives. Yeah. And I'm just like, what are they talking about?
And but we're not even mad. We're just having like a full-on great conversation with each other.
It's a very aggressive sounding language.
You know what's crazy is a lot of people think that Hebrew and Armenian are the same.
I think it's the Mediterranean languages. Yeah. Like a lot of them, Arabic too, when you hear it, it's just people sound like they're screaming. But
yeah,
I think it's just... I'm sure there's a number of factors and people have studied this, but yeah, those types of languages like Hebrew, people think you're yelling and you're not yelling.
You're not yelling.
Like even the Boston accent.
Yeah.
It's not really you're mad. It's just the way that you speak creates an energy that makes it a little bit uncomfortable. But Armenian people, I think very much like Israelis, you'll hear two people having a conversation and it's like, oh, wait, what did you need from the supermarket? Oh, I needed an extra gallon of milk. And you're like, what are they screaming about?
Yeah. I think it's because we have like a lot of and you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we have a lot of like, you know, and I think that's the reason why. But we're not, whenever I do get mad, I'll get mad in English and in Armenian.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Are you, Jonah and Vardan, are you guys like all pretty like equal on your Armenian expertise, or are you better speaking it?
I think me and Jonah speak Armenian a little bit better.
Okay.
If I'm being honest,
Vardan's
with you.
A little shy about it.
Vardan, it was a lot different because we were already grown up whenever Vardan was born, because I was 12 or Jonah was like 11.
Okay.
I think I was 12. Yeah, I was like 12, I think. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. Or 11, whatever. But we would speak to him in only English. So, but whenever growing up, my mom would only speak to me and Jonah in Armenian.
Yeah.
And she would like teach us poems in Armenian, you know, like all that good stuff. We would go to Armenian school. But like, as far as it goes for Vardan, like he speaks English better than he does Armenian.
Oh, okay.
Like I couldn't understand him when he speaks Armenian, but me and Jonah, like I feel like both of us just speak it fluently.
Now, wait, are you older than Jonah?
He's older than me.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought.
He just turned 26.
Do you guys have a pretty close relationship?
I mean, we used to.
Not anymore?
Well, he moved out.
Oh.
Yeah.
How has that been?
Not really fun. I don't have anybody to pick on anymore.
Aw. So you kind of miss him?
I mean, yeah, of course. He's my brother.
Yeah. When are you going to get your place?
I don't want to get a place. I want all of us to move out together.
All of you guys to move out together?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to stay with your family?
I mean, yeah, why not? Like, it's going to be boring if you move out by yourself. Like, what am I going to do? Talk to myself? What am I gonna do? Look at myself in the mirror and yell at myself? Like, I can't do that.
You can move in with us.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, I'm just kidding.
No, the thing is, what I love about you and I love about your family is how much you value each other.
Right, of course.
You know, and it's tough because, like, you know, same thing with like Mike. You know, we've moved away from our parents. We're not with them all the time. And I almost like envy how close knit your whole family is. But sometimes I'm like, oh, I can't imagine though being your age and still being around my parents, you know?
No, but the thing is that I feel like that's like the beauty of it. I feel like that's the reason why the vlog squad is like the way that we are, because every single person is like very different. You know, you guys all like live together where there's people that like they live by themselves. And then there's the Antonians, which is the most random group of people, which somehow like it makes sense. It's crazy. Like me and you, like we never talked. We've known each other for like 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
We never talked. This is probably the most that we've ever talked, except like when we went on the trip, you know?
Right, right.
And like, also would not have been friends if not for the videos that David and everyone is making. It's
100%.
Like this tapestry of personalities normally in a normal day-to-day life would never intersect, but someone like Jeff being friends with Susie, being friends with Matt, being friends with Zane, being friends with like Natalie, all these different types of people,
right?
The tapestry of what you're saying is a really unique perspective that I mean, I think that's why it works. That's a very good perspective.
Okay, so let's go back to younger Susie.
Ask
what
me.
Were you like as a kid?
I think I was the same growing up with Jonah. Like Jonah has always been into film. He's always been into like being in production and stuff. So growing up, like I would always be like his right hand.
Yeah.
So everywhere me and Jonah would go together.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even kidding. Like literally me and Jonah, like we grew up like close with each other, and like he would go like to auditions. Like I would take him, or like he would have me go with him. Or there was like a one time, like we did a movie together and we were like the extras, and they actually like they paid us in hot dogs. But like what? Like, but no. But the
this
thing is like
not SAG approved here.
No. But let me tell you something. But like the thing is like to us, since we were kids, like it was like the greatest achievement ever.
Uh-huh.
Like we were like, oh my God. Like we went home. We're like, oh my God. Like Jonah, we made it. We made it. Like,
what movie is it?
I don't remember. I don't even think it got picked up. It's crazy. I was listening to David Blaine's. He was on the podcast with Joe Rogan, and he said that.
Were they mentioned Susie? Huh?
They did mention me, actually.
No way.
Yeah. So that's.
What did he say? I can't believe I haven't listened to the episode.
Oh, David Blaine, you haven't listened to it.
Wait, so David was like, Susie.
Joe Rogan was talking about, he was like, so you just love to get your lips sewn shut? And he's like, yeah, pull up one of the videos. And they pull up the video of Susie sewing David Blaine's lips shut.
Whoa.
And Joe Rogan and David Blaine are talking about, like, you're scaring this poor girl.
Yeah. Like, I literally, it was like my 10 seconds of like, oh my God. Like,
it was so crazy.
Yeah.
But what was David Blaine though saying?
He said that whenever he was a younger boy, like he would stay after school at the library, and he would just like go into the library and he would, you know, go through books and stuff. So the librarian one time she gave him a magic book, and he learned like a magic trick, and he showed his mom, and his mom showed, like, she, whenever he showed her the magic trick, like, she flipped out. Like, she loved it so much. And then he went out to talk that, like, the parents' support, like, any kind of support that you have, whenever it's something that you love, it's probably, like, the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And that's what it was for Jonah. It's, like, my parents supported what he was doing. And it's crazy because in a lot of cases, like, parents don't support.
Or the arts, their hobbies.
And, yeah. And hobbies, yeah. Yeah.
And that's such like a joy that a parent gets when you see your own child like just get hooked
succeeding
on something.
Yeah.
You're fascinated. Even if they don't even become a magician or they just go through a phase of getting really into something. Like, I love hearing Jason just light up when he talks about his son Wyatt playing the guitar.
Exactly.
Like, that's just gotta be such a great feeling.
It's amazing.
And it's great that your parents like were really supportive of that. Your parents have been together for a long time, right?
Ever since, they were, my dad was, I think, like 27, 28. My mom was 24.
Do they ever like nudge you to like find a good Armenian man, or they
no,
don't
I'm
care?
No, I'm already in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, why do you always forget this, Matt?
Well, it's just been a while since we've caught up. How's it going?
It's going great.
He's not Armenian?
No, he's not. He's Persian.
Persian?
Yeah.
And your parents
once
are cool
you go Persian,
that?
There's no other Persian.
wait, what is it? Once you go... Wait, what? Once
can you say it again?
Say it again.
You is gotta
it,
get it out.
Yeah,
that's what she said. I feel like it's loud. See, this is why we did the mic. This is why we did the headset.
Fine. You're fine. No, it's gonna be fine.
It's once you go Persian, there's no other version.
There's no other version? Virgin.
Version.
Once you go Persian, there's no other version.
But I am in a relationship. We've been together for over a year.
Why haven't we met him?
You have met him.
When?
Or maybe you haven't. Oh, Jason met him.
He did?
Jason's met him. David's met him. I think Todd, Natalie. A lot of people have met him.
Aw.
Yeah.
I'd love to meet him.
One time I'll make sure that he comes over.
What does he do?
He works at UCLA.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you meet him?
I actually met him at a party. Yeah. I was like...
He come up to you?
I was really drunk and I walked up to him.
Oh,
wow.
What'd you say?
I just said, oh, I think you're cute.
All right.
This is really weird because I'm putting this out into the public. And I haven't told people this.
So wait. Yeah. You go up to him and say, I think
you're
really
cute. I was
like,
oh, I think you're cute. And then he came and sat next to me. And I don't know what was going on, but I didn't even realize he was sitting next to me when I went and sat down. Because I had too much to drink. I had like one bottle by myself.
Okay.
And
one whole bottle of liquor?
Tequila. Yeah. It's like a little tiny bottle like
this.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
It's like this one. It's like that fat. So, and then he walked up to me and he's like, oh, like, I want to sit down. And I didn't realize, like, he came and sat next to me. And then he just asked me for my Instagram. And then he, like, slid in my DMs. And it's been history ever since.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. That's great.
Susie and I once went on a date.
He's lying.
You guys went on a date together?
Listen, you want to know something? Let me. It's funny. It's crazy. As I was like getting ready to come here, I was thinking about it. Mike has this idea that like he wants to date me. Like,
no, he's been want to date me.
No,
Susie.
He's been wanting to date me for over 2 years now. Ever since the first time I went to New York in October of 2018.
And that's where you two first met?
That's where I met him. Yeah. Uh-huh. And like, look how red he got. Yeah.
We met in New York. Time?
Look how red he's getting.
Yeah, I know. You are getting a little flushed right now.
Well, we had a great time in New York. And
I always
like jokingly bring it up as like, remember our date in New York? And she's just so adamant about this wasn't a date, Mike.
You know what's crazy?
We just hung out.
There's truth to every joke, right?
Uh-huh.
And
all I said is we had a date in New York.
Yeah, but you always say it though. So like that means that you want to date me.
No, it doesn't.
Well, think of a better joke. It's been 2 years, man.
Ha 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 ha! That was a fun time. That is.
It was really fun. Yeah, we had a good time.
That's a cute first date, though.
See?
It wasn't the date. You like to think it was.
Yeah, let me have this memory, Susie. But you have a boyfriend now. This is great. I'm happy for you.
Like, he's so pissed off. He's not. Like...
Hope you're enjoying this episode. We're just going to take a quick break to give a word from our sponsors.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now back to the episode.
You know what the thing I like the most about myself is? I'm very straightforward. Mm-hmm. I have zero filter.
Yeah.
Like, I'll literally tell you how it is. Like, I'm not going to sit here and talk about you behind your back. Like, I'll tell you to your face how I feel about you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, like, I always love that about you.
Yeah.
You, there's no like bullshit.
100%.
You're not there for like the small talk or the chit chat. You get straight to it.
It's either you like me or you hate me. There's no in between.
And you are so quick. Like, she's fast. Like, always has daggers just like pull out on anybody and
wait,
everyone.
What do you mean?
Even like when we're filming or whatever, you're very, very quick.
Like the other week, Addison showed up with.
Oh my God! He's right. Okay,
So basically, we're at Jason's, and then Addison showed up with the Just Water boxes.
Yeah.
And immediately she goes, "Ooh, someone was at Kourtney Kardashian's house today."
Yeah, and because I've been to Kourtney's house and I know that's the water she drinks. So like I put two and two together and she's like, "Oh no, I wasn't." And I was like, and then she got red. I'm like, don't lie. I'm like, "I know you were." And then she's like, "Yeah, yeah." But like that's what I did. Like I'm really quick like with responses. Like,
you think
you know?
It's like a defense mechanism at all?
No, I can take it. Like if I sit here and you want to shit on me, like go ahead.
I would never do that to you.
Yeah, but like I have to do the same to you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like I can be really sensitive sometimes, but other times like I don't think that I'm that sensitive.
You're usually just a beam of positive energy. Like if 100%. We're ever somewhere and the mood's kind of mellowed out and then Susie shows up, it's like, wow, oh my God, Susie's here and you're screaming and having a good time and making jokes.
Yeah, and you're really in touch with your emotions. Like you can cry like that, I feel.
Yeah,
like.
How do you know that?
Because
you're
I know
a Sagittarius,
you.
That's why.
Oh, that's true. You are. Yeah, your birthday is what? December 6th?
December 8th.
December 8th.
1995.
Are you a firm believer in horoscopes?
Mi cumpleaños, December 18. That's the only
wow.
Spanish I know.
Sneaking the Spanish lessons in.
That's right. No, I'm just kidding.
Yo tengo 28 años.
You want to go tango?
No. I'm 28 years old.
I turned 25 in December.
So
you're 1992.
Yes.
1992. April.
No.
July.
Wait. What do you think my sign is?
You told me a couple days ago. We had a full on fight about this.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Wait. Remember? Do you believe in horoscopes?
I mean, I think. Look, it's so and so, but I don't know. I think each person is their own person. We shouldn't have a horoscope, but define who we are. You know.
Mm.
Lay it down, Susie. Drop the mic.
100%. I don't want to drop
it. Don't drop
the mic. That's all right. it's on the table.
We need that for the rest of the podcast.
Wait, Susie, I have this question because I read about it online. Were you involved in music, making music?
Oh, my God. Did you read about me?
Yeah, I did. On your famous birthdays, it said that you like made music with DJ Wizard.
That's so crazy. I actually hit up. That's one of my friends, and he's a DJ. And I'm actually... Oh my God, it's so crazy that you brought this up because I want to record a song.
Okay.
Because I think genuinely, like I'm not even joking, I have a really nice voice. Like even whenever I sing, I don't want to do it right now, but.
Can you sing us an Armenian folk tune maybe?
Yeah.
No, what I want to do is I want to record a song and then I'm going to sit everybody down and you guys can listen to it.
Are you an alto, a tenor?
I it's crazy. I'm
a soprano. It's altos and sopranos.
I'm in between.
Okay.
So like I can go like really high like Celine Dion and I can go like super low, but like I can go high more. And it's crazy. When I was in high school, I was actually the president of like the choir as well.
Wow.
Which
really?
Was like, yeah, I was like, I love music so much.
So what kind of music do you want to make?
I think like the best way that I can put it is like Miley Cyrus. Like I really love her.
Wow.
So Miley Cyrus music, and yeah. Celine Dion. Like, I know it's like the weirdest two mixes, but like they're beautiful. And Adele, like their voices, oh my God. Like, there has been times, like when I went to Celine Dion's concert, I'm not joking, I literally started crying from how beautiful her voice is.
Did you see her in Vegas?
Yeah. Wow. In Vegas at Caesar's Palace before it got before like everything went, because she had a residency there. Okay. She doesn't have it anymore.
Okay.
But I don't know what happened, but I'm telling you, when she's the only person that went to her concert and I literally cried. Wow. Her voice, it's like God came down onto earth, put this beautiful voice, gave it to her, said Celine Dion is going to have it, and then walked back up to I don't know, but I'm telling you, her voice, and she, it's crazy. Her concert was 3 hours long.
Right.
And she is so funny. She really knows how to perform, and she really, really, really knows how to make a crowd go wild. And from her performance, I can tell she's a genuinely good person. Like, it's
insane.
So
you're a big fan of Celine Dion.
100%. I'm a big fan of Celine Dion.
Have you been writing songs?
I used to write songs. I used to have a journal and I used to write a lot. Like, whenever I was like in my feels, like I would make myself get super sad and like write and stuff.
Oh.
And I haven't done it for a while, but I'm trying to get back. Like, I want to like make a single, and I want to have a like a listening party where like everyone listens to my song and like nobody knows. That's why when you brought it up, I'm like, oh my God, I want to literally just surprise you guys, like being shocked.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Let's have a whole release party for it.
Sounds great. When do you have like a date that's
no,
set
I'm
to
not.
Do this?
No, I'm doing it because I'm doing vlogs and I'm going to do the song. So like, I'm just like waiting.
Okay.
Go ahead. You can ask me your questions.
And, oh yeah. Another later. Question. You love pickles?
Why?
I'm just asking. I love pickles too. What's your favorite kind of pickle?
We asked the real questions.
These are
here.
The real questions.
I think I just like regular pickles. I hate sweet pickles.
Same.
Sweet
like, I don't like bread
suck.
And butter pickles. No.
No.
Yeah,
no. They suck. I hate, like, why does a pickle need to be sweetened?
I mean, some people like it for a sandwich or.
People like salty and sweet.
Salty is better. Salty and spicy.
Oh,
sour yes. and spicy.
Salty and spicy. Yeah. Oh, I also love. Do you guys like fried pickles?
Yes.
So
I like
good.
Fried pickles when they come in the wedges.
Yes.
Like, I don't like the fried pickle chips.
Me too.
Because
oh my God.
When you bite into it, like the friedness
it just
kind of slips off 100%. Really fast.
He's right.
The
He's
fried
right.
pickles, though, like, you can like dip them in ranch.
Exactly.
And, like,
just and
way
then
more
just take
out
a big bite
the
out of
chips
it.
Chips are like where they slice and it's like little
yes.
circles.
Yeah.
Pickle
yeah,
chips.
Yeah.
You do or do not like the chips?
I do not like the chips.
You like a full pickle fried?
I like, no, I like not a full pickle fried. Like the wedges.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's sliced in like longwise.
Yes. In fourth, yeah.
Oh.
He just said longwise.
Yeah.
You mean like, I don't know.
Lengthwise, not
lengthwise,
widthwise.
Yeah, lengthwise, exactly.
Fried pickles are... Oh my God.
They're
wow,
amazing.
I haven't had one.
Oh
I
my
just
God.
Realized
my
I
mouth
one
is watering.
So long.
I know. Have you, do you like pickle flavored chips?
I actually haven't had pickle. Oh
Me
my God.
Neither.
Didn't we talk about this?
I
what
think
was
we,
that?
Doritos apparently was supposed to be launching some
yeah.
pickle flavored Doritos.
Yeah.
There's
I
a
think
place
you told
in
me
New York
that.
Next time you do go called the Pickle Guys in Lower East Side. And it's a pickle, like a mini pickle factory. And they have like 28 different varieties of pickles. And you can then customize your own little bucket where they'll put like spicy brine mixed with sour brine. You
no.
can get like, oh, it's that's the best one to get.
Brooklyn.
is that your Brooklyn accent?
No, whenever I was in New York, I just like I lied to people and told them I'm from Brooklyn. I told them I'm from Dumbo. I'm like, I'm from Brooklyn. I rep Brooklyn all day. But I'm from California.
What other accents can you do? Can you do a British accent?
Hello, how are you?
Whoa.
It's easy. Now, I have a question for you, Matt.
Yeah.
So
that's my favorite
I actually,
thing about Susie.
I have a special from my friend Jeff. We were talking earlier. He wanted me to know, are there a lot of rats in Texas?
Oh, thank you, Susie.
Are you serious?
I knew this was coming. I knew this was coming.
You're a traitor, Susie.
I'm just dead faced right now.
I'm joking.
Oh, of course. I know. It's so funny that Jeff, but I don't even really get the. I mean, I do get the joke because Jeff has just continued to run with it.
Jeff even picks on me. Come on. Come on.
What does he call you?
Nothing. He doesn't really. Jeff loves me.
Well, hey, it's the year of the rat. Okay,
I mean, but
so,
it's also like
it's
the simplest joke to make. Matt the rat. Like,
yeah,
are you
that's
in fourth
true.
Grade, Jeff? Like, come on.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
You know how you're from Texas, right?
Yeah.
Don't people from Texas have like an accent?
Yes, but there's like different regions of Texas, and okay. I think people have different accents from that. But I'm from Dallas, and I think people from Dallas have the most neutral accent.
Right.
Like, it's not very rural, so you're not going to get like the country accent.
Okay. So let me ask you another question. How old were you when you moved to California?
I moved here when I was about 22,
okay.
23. It was like summer of 2014.
Got it.
Yeah.
That was actually the year I graduated, 2014. Another question that I have for you.
Yeah.
Because I'm just pretending that this is my podcast now. But
yeah,
I'm just gonna
I want to give you the experience. Pretend 100%. This is like...
100%. Okay, yeah. So you know how in Texas, and to all my... Texans, please don't come at me in the comments. I would truly, truly, truly appreciate it. Thank you. So, I have a question for you.
Shoot.
So, Whataburger or In-N-Out?
Whataburger.
Oh,
completely.
Ew.
I mean, I respect In-N-Out, but like Whataburger has a way more...
I have to go home, bye.
Wait, really? You think In-N-Out is better than Whataburger?
I think Whataburger is the most disgusting burger I've had in my life.
Which burger did you get there?
I'm not too sure.
You just got the Whataburger?
Well, that's what it's called.
I know, but there's all these different kinds. There's like Monterey melt, the patty melt.
I tried
melt,
a couple of different ones. It was not just one that I tried.
Okay.
It just not good.
Did you try the chicken fingers?
I think, I don't know.
Which location?
I went with David.
Which location did you go to?
I don't even remember, bro. It was just like...
You went in Texas or in California?
Texas.
Yeah,
there's no Whataburger in California.
No,
there's only in Texas?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's in like the mid...
Well, they go up until like New Mexico and then I think it stops.
But I imagine... So a place like Whataburger location probably does make a difference. Like the Dallas one may be way better than the Houston one. Or do you think it's all the same?
I think it's like the In-N-Outs out here too.
No, like all of them are the same. It's a really great staff at Whataburger's usually. It's like a Chick-fil-A.
My favorite is Waffle House. That's my favorite. Like,
no, it's not even the staff.
Waffle House is the
best.
Well,
one Waffle House I wouldn't say is a fast food. It's a diner.
Whatever.
There's no drive-through at a Waffle House.
It's like
house.
Sitting and saying, I like IHOP.
You can like smoke cigarettes in Waffle Houses.
Yeah, it's so sick. It's so cool.
What do you order at the Waffle House, Mike?
I get hash browns with... double smothered, double covered, which means with cheese and jalapenos, and then a chocolate chip waffle well done.
I hate chocolate chip.
It's a good
chip.
Breakfast spot. At South by Southwest, every year, that was like we would start the day at a Waffle House.
But does In-N-Out serve breakfast? No, they don't.
Listen,
Whataburger does. They have
In-N-Out,
amazing taquitos.
In-N-Out is a simple menu. That's what I like in my life. Simple. Because I'm already a Sag. My life is already done. Like. I'm just saying. No.
Well, Whataburger all day, and I'll take you back to Texas, and I'll make sure that you get the full selection and experience.
Okay.
What are like some of your favorite bits or like videos with Jason or David or any of your brother? Like, what are the things when you think back are like, oh, I love that. That was my favorite thing.
It's crazy. I've never really sat down and thought about it. You know why? Because I feel like every single second that all of us as a group are together, like, I think that's what makes me happy. I don't think it's the bits. I think it's the spending the time together. Like recently, actually, whenever we did the foosball, I'm super competitive. So like after that, like I was just like angry because we lost. And I was like, oh my God, like I got pissed off. But like that was probably one of my favorite bits. Like that was amazing. With David, anything. Like you don't even know where you're going to end up sometimes. Like it's like the greatest thing. Like he's very spontaneous. So mm-hmm. like I don't think I really look at it as bits. I think of it as memories.
Yes, I'm the same way. It's not like the bits themselves. It's like the whole experience behind
exactly.
the camera of getting there
yeah.
and the whole experience.
Exactly.
You're like, "Wow, I can't believe this is happening." It's not what's
yeah.
like happening that the camera's seeing. It's
right.
like
yeah.
the entire moment within itself.
You know what else it is? It's also like the people that you meet as well. For example, like David Blaine, you know, like I love that guy. Like it's just the random things that like you, things that you never knew that would cross your brain. Like it happens.
Oh, I also had a question about Courtney Cox.
Oh my God. I love her.
So that bit, it was uh-huh. your birthday.
It was my birthday.
David said that you guys were going to a house that he was thinking about renting.
Exactly. So I got my makeup done that day. In the morning. So I was like, okay. And I had like nothing to do that day. It was my actual birthday. So I said, okay, I'm probably going to, like, I was going to have family over that night. So I was getting ready, like, to help my mom and, like, to do all that. And then David said, hey, we're thinking about throwing you, like, a big party. I said, oh my God, like, that's sick. Like, in my head, I already planned it. I'm like, oh my God, like, something crazy is going to happen. We're going to do, like, you know, like, montage of, like, an entire big party, uh-huh. a house party. Like, everyone's going to be there. It's going to be so cool. Like, and then we drove and drove. And when we got there, I was actually, like, sitting in the car. I was waiting. And then whenever he showed me the house, I still didn't believe. Like, I'm like, oh my God, like, we're going to do, like, a party here. whenever I turned around and I saw Courtney Cox behind me, I'm not joking, I couldn't breathe. like I imagine like somebody who you love so much and like watch their show, like even to this day, like I put on HBO Max and I literally watch Friends. Mm-hmm. Like that's all, like that's, I've probably watched it so many times, like 30, 40 times. I know the script by heart. And when I turned around and I saw that, I literally like, I freaked out. I couldn't breathe. And I took a step back to like, understand that it's her.
And you happen to be wearing a Friend's t-shirt.
I happen to wear a Friend's t-shirt, which is
nobody
so
encouraged
weird.
That like nobody. Hey, maybe you should put on your Friend's,
you know what's
shirt
crazy?
Today
before I left the house, like I was gonna wear something else. Uh-huh. But then I took off that shirt, I'm like, you know what, like this doesn't really match with what I'm wearing, so I'm just gonna put the shirt on because it's more cuter. And like, and then I asked my friend, because my friend was at my house, and I was like, hey, do you think this is cute? And she's like, oh yeah, yeah, wear, like that's a really cute outfit. So I said okay, and I wore that, and I literally got out of the house, which is insane that I was wearing a Friend shirt. Like I own so many Friend stuff.
You didn't pick up on anything in the house that would make you think, is this Courtney Cox's house?
No,
like there were, wait, like it was a, Courtney a, Cox's house. That
oh,
you shot
Courtney Cox's
at?
House.
Yeah, that they were walking
oh,
around.
Oh, that's where
in.
You shot it too.
Yeah,
yeah.
So.
At her house. I went to her house.
That's crazy.
No, 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 no. I didn't, because there was two people. There was a guy and a girl, and I thought that they were like the realtors.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know who they were, or I thought that it was their house actually. David said to me, like, it's those people's house. I'm like, oh my God, like, that's crazy.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, there wasn't like any Friends memorabilia
nothing.
Around it, or like it, family pictures.
It,
or
it, you know what it looked like? It just literally looked like a modern regular house.
Yeah.
Like, nothing Friends related, nothing at all. Like, if I did see it, I would just be like, oh my God, like, this person's a Friends fanatic like me. That's what I would have think. Like, I would have never thought in a million years, like, Courtney Cox is behind me. And then she told me, you know what she said to me? She's like, oh my God, can we open like a bottle of champagne? She came and sat right
no
next to me.
Way.
Yeah. She's like, let's celebrate.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And like, I freaked out. I'm like, huh?
So wait, now that you have Courtney Cox like scratched off your list, who's the next on the Friends list,
you know,
that you want to meet?
It's crazy, but the two people that I really want to meet a lot is Jennifer Aniston or Lisa Kudrow.
Oh yeah,
I want to meet them so bad. And then like the guys, like obviously, like I love like Matthew Perry, I love like all those guys. Uh-huh. Matt LeBlanc, you know, David Schwimmer, like I love them. But I feel like my number one will probably be Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah,
I know all their names by heart.
I know. It's just funny that you're like listing off every cast member's name too, and make sure like, hey guys, I know all the Friends cast members.
I was hoping that in like 6 years, every year it would be like, one year will be Courtney Cox, the next year will be like Jennifer Aniston, next year would be Lisa, and then we would move on to the guys, Matt LeBlanc, and then Matthew Perry, and then
who do you like more, Vardon or Jonah?
Listen, next question.
Do you wait? No, but seriously, Vardon or Jonah?
If you had to send one away to an island for the next 20 years,
oh,
who would you send away?
Myself.
Just to get away from them.
Why? What's a free vacation? Why not? Let me ask you a question. Do you like Cirque du Soleil?
Yes.
I think so.
Oh my
God.
I
love Cirque du Soleil.
I went into Cirque du Soleil and I literally walked out 10 minutes in.
Which show?
It was like a show that they were having, and it was horrible.
Why?
It was just so bad. Like the entire...
Is there one in L.A.?
Yeah, there was one in L.A.
I went to the extreme sports one.
I don't know what it was called. Me and my boyfriend went, and we literally went out 10 minutes into it. And it was the most... Look, it was the most... Like, they say that you really need to, like, really be into a show or a movie or anything within the first 10 minutes. It needs to catch, like, yeah, my attention. That's how it is.
I think you need
is.
To test your patience a little bit more. Susie.
No, it's not even about my patience. It's about...
It has
about...
everything to do with your patience.
What do you like about
just
it, though?
Just sit and enjoy the show. There's
it's
so
art.
Many different acts. If it's like the 10 minutes is just setting it up. You're going to see some crazy stuff at a Cirque du Soleil show. You only gave it 10 minutes?
Yeah.
10 minutes, Susie?
No, 10 to 20 minutes. 10 to 20. It was so boring. And people were literally walking out. It wasn't just me.
I feel like I'd walk out 10 minutes at a Celine Dion concert than I would at a Cirque du Soleil show. Do you gamble?
I hate gambling. Oh my God, you want to know something funny?
Yeah.
My mom loves to gamble. Like, she loves gambling. So whenever we go to San Manuel, I'm not even joking. Like, the sounds, like, it doesn't make me mad. So I'll just, like, put my head on the machine and I'll sleep. And there's been times a security guard literally escorted me out.
Because if you just gambled yourself into a coma?
Yeah, and, like, I literally fall asleep because it's so boring to me.
Gambling?
It's so boring.
What game does your mom play?
She just loves, like, she likes to play the slots and she likes to play poker.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, she'll literally, like, she'll jump from one slot to another. And I hate it. Like, I hate slots with a passion. Like, I just think it's so boring. Like, you're just wasting your money.
What is interesting to you, Susie?
I love going to arcades. Like, I like games. Like, I love games. I like making people laugh. I like making people happy. I like shopping. If I were to, like, I understand that, like it's gambling. Like, you waste your money. But, like, what? Like, you maybe you'll get it back. But when you go shopping, you know for sure you're going to get something.
That's a fair perspective.
I usually try to spend my earnings as fast as possible, like when I'm in Vegas, though, to like not treat it as, I gained something, like I made profit off of it. Like, I try to go buy a nice jacket with my earnings, try to treat it like an actual arcade, like a prize stand, just so I don't get it in my brain that, I can make money from
gambling.
This
is not sustainable. Yes. It's like, yeah. I just happen to now, instead of leaving with extra cash,
You leave with prizes.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
What was your first job?
My first job, actually. So, funny story. I always tell a lot of people this, that whenever you're going to school, make sure that you go all the way. It was really hard for me to graduate high school. So, I had to do community service hours. So, I did community service hours at Hot Topic. And
is that community service?
It is. So, like, basically, I would work for them for free. And in return, what I would get is school credit.
Okay.
So it was like an ROP program. Like, there's like different stores. Like, there was like, for example, like Tilly's can do it. Like, for example, like Wiener Schnitzel could do it. Like, different stores can do it.
Okay.
They can participate in it. So I went to Hot Topic and I worked there for about 2 months. Like, I actually like did ROP hours there. And in that 2 months, I sold so many clothes that, like, because I'm just a chatterbox,
uh-huh.
I don't know if it was because I got along with the customers or they just wanted to buy just to get out of the store. I don't really know the reason why, but all I know is that people loved me. And my manager ended up doing like an interview. I remember like it was like yesterday. I was literally folding clothes. It was like 9 p.m. And she's like, "Oh, like, what do you like about this job? Do you see yourself getting hired and stuff?" And I didn't realize I was almost done with my hours.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, you're hired." I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "Yeah, would you like a job here?" And I'm like, "Yeah, well, hell yeah, I would love a job here." She's like, "Okay, you start, like, from now on, like, you're going to get paid for, like, your service." So I worked there for, like, 2-3 years. And I actually still have her on Instagram. Like, it was probably one of, like, the greatest experiences ever working at Hot Topic. And then after Hot Topic, I went and I actually worked. I was a child care supervisor in a private school. And I was, like, the teacher. Like, I was, like, the after-school teacher. Which is, like, cool. Yeah.
You like working with kids?
I love children.
Yeah, I feel
love
like you'd
kids.
Be great with kids.
Which age
I love
group?
Kids. From 3 to 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
It was the greatest. I would literally teach little kids, like, how to, like, spell their name, write their name. Like, earlier when you were talking about patience, I do have patience. Like, I used to sit my children around, like, my table. And, like, I used to, like, teach them how to write their name. I would always, like, tell them, okay, like, you guys have to do your homework. Everyone already knew Miss Susie. Like, that's what they would call me, Miss Susie.
Oh.
So they were like, okay, Miss Susie, they would come in my classroom, they would sit down, they would do their homework, and then they knew after homework, I'm going to give them snack, and then after snack, they get to play. So they already knew that. They knew my protocol.
Have you tried these tactics out on Vardon?
Yeah.
Listen, it doesn't work on Vardon. I've tried everything on Vardon.
Well, Miss Susie, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. I feel like you're just trying to get rid of me. I'm talking too much.
No. To be honest, Susie, I think you are an incredible conversationalist.
Thank
and
you so
you
much.
Are really well spoken. And I knew that
you're
this,
great. Thank you.
I knew that this conversation would be a breeze.
And then I also see on Instagram, you guys post pictures with people.
Yeah.
Are we going to have like us posting pictures like on Instagram and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
If you want to.
Because we don't have pictures together.
Yeah,
so how are
no,
we gonna...
you and me do not I think have a single photo of us, just you and me.
Yeah. We don't have a picture.
We can take the photos right after this.
Yeah. That's great.
Let's
okay. Let's do it.
All right. Well, thanks for being here, Susie.
Thank you.
Guys,
thank you
make
for
sure you
me.
Go follow Susie on
Instagram and TikTok.
TikTok. And your YouTube channel.
And my YouTube channel.
And
Susie
her music
Antonian.
Career.
And my music career, which is going to come soon.
All right, Susie.
Damn, she's ready. An entrepreneur or whatever.
Thank you, Miss Susie.